Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with our post-race media availability. We have Brett Moffitt, driver of the number 24, CMR Construction and Roofing Chevrolet for GMS Racing. Brett, go ahead and tell us how your run went tonight.
Not good.
Okay, we'll go ahead and open it up to questions. Anybody who has a question? Start here with Lee up front. And then we'll go to Jacob next.
Just curious, Brett, how green was the track, and how did you have to adjust for the conditions with all the rain we had today?
It was pretty green, but it was pretty much exactly what we had this morning in practice. So, we actually fired off, and I think everyone kind of knew what to expect. Probably tightened it up a little bit from the end of practice and away we went. But, we didn't really do too much. Just we were fighting loose all day, so we just kept tightening the truck up and finally got a decent balance, just missed it on overall speed a little bit.
Okay, we're here to Jacob.
Jacob Zielman, Speed Sport. I can't help but think back to last year when we watched you win the championship in the 16 truck, and yet kind of the same thing happened with GMS a year ago here. I mean, what kind of things were you fighting throughout the race? Was it just a lack of what you needed, or...?
Yeah, we missed it on overall grip. We had okay long run speed, but we couldn't fire off and run pace, and we couldn't run the bottom. Scott and those guys have a really good setup for here, and it can run the bottom long and fast, and you know it's proven to be the truck to beat here the last 2 years, and we just need to go to work. We need to get better here.
Okay, let's go over here to the right.
Mike Massey with Front Stretch. Was there, you pitted before the leaders there, but was there any chance to, you know, really short pit and have anything for them?
We struggled to take off too much, and the gap that the 88 had opened up, you weren't going to overcome that, and if you did, he was going to drive right back by you because you had to pit, you know, so early in the run, and ultimately, we were good on the long run, so at that point in the run, I was starting to actually close that gap back up some, there's, with the tire fall off here, there's no way we could have short pitted enough to make it back up. I mean, our only hope after the pit stops were for a caution, and obviously that didn't come.
Any final questions for Brett? All right. I know it's a tough night, but congratulations on a great, great season, and thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the off season.